The Jason Greger Show presents Struds on Folk Music.
This lad is your lad, this lad is light lad, from California to New York Island. Like,
folk music. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
French fries.
I like things that are hard, they get soft. No one likes those soggy tots, guys. I don't want soggy fries. I want them crisp, hard. I want it straight and hard. That's what I like.
The rodeo.
Yeah, I'll get bareback on a sheep, no problem, man. But there's no way. There's no way I'm getting on the back of a steer.
His mindset.
But you know, it's like I always say, HK, who cares?
It's time for Struds On.
Philip Broberg. So yesterday, you know, Shocker asked me a question. We asked us both a question, Greg, and I don't think I answered it. You know, I thought back and I listened back to what it was, and I don't think I answered it properly. So his question was, you know, is there room for both Broberg and Bouchard on this defense for the Oilers, whether, you know, to start the season or to kind of move forward going through it? And, you know, I listened back to what I said, and I just want to kind of clarify how I believe things are going to work out. So when you look at Bouchard, I think that we can all agree that, you know, the ceiling for Bouchard is higher than the third pairing. So, you know, if he can move up to that second pairing, you know, by the end of the year, or just let's just call it top 4 minutes, that would be huge for the Edmonton Oilers. But for Broberg, the left side is maybe a little bit less opportunistic. I think we could suggest that Barry, CC, or Bouchard, any one of those three, let's say we get into January, February, the order could be 1-2-3, 2-1-3, 3-2-1. Like, it could move around a little bit. The left side, it's not quite as easy. So Darnell Nurse, he's going to be starting on every penalty kill, unless he's in the penalty box. He'll get some power play time. You know, if he doesn't get the power play time, it'll be Barry. If Barry doesn't get the power play time, then Bouchard will get the power play time. So that means zero power play time for Broberg. I can't see a scenario in which he gets any power play time at all. And then you go with penalty kill. I believe that Duncan Keith is here to kill penalties. I believe that Darnell Nurse will kill penalties. So unless there's some kind of an injury or you know, one of those two guys in the penalty box, which does happen, but you're not going to count on that to say, hey, he'll get X amount of minutes more because of these guys being in the penalty box. Now Broberg is shut out of both specialty teams. So now he's locked in to that third line left D. Now, you know, I suppose there's a chance that he could move up and you know, maybe move Keith off. Now, I'm not going to bank on that right now or bet on it. So his minutes go up. But, you know, even if that happens, I still think you see Keith killing penalties. So it's Keith, Nurse, killing penalties. There's really nowhere for him to move up. Whereas Bouchard, I think the path's a little clearer. So for all those reasons I just outlined, I think Broberg must and will start in the minors. And starting the minors, where he can go down there, he's going to get power play. He's going to get PK. He's going to get first minute, last minute, top assignments. He's going to be asked to do a lot of things he won't get to do in the NHL. And then he slowly moves his way up. And so I'm not going to put a timeline on him, say he'll be ready, you know, Christmas or end of the season or 2022, whatever it is. I won't put a timeline on it because I haven't really seen him play enough. But that's a better answer than I gave yesterday. So that, you know, that's how I think. That's how I feel about a guy like Broberg. You've got to have room to move up, in games. And I just don't see that opportunity for Broberg like there is for Bouchard. So if that's the case, he starts in the minors. Then, is it Lagesson? Is it Slater Cuckoo? Is it Rusty? Who is that guy that plays in that third spot? Now, do those guys have a higher ceiling than Broberg? No, they don't. But they can fill those minutes and be okay coming in out of the lineup. Broberg needs to play and play in significant minutes so he gets used to that moving forward.